Is going to be taken from Leviticus 10 and verse 3, as you can see on the PowerPoint behind me. In just a few moments, Brother Patrick Height is going to come up and give us some words about that passage to direct our thoughts as we go throughout our singing this evening. But before then, Brother Mike Smith is going to lead us in opening prayer. Before he does that, I just want to thank the elders here, Robert Reinhart and Lynn Huggins, for supporting this effort, and thank Mike for the idea and passing it off to Isaac and Kyle and myself. So, Mike, if you would lead our minds in prayer.
Let's all bow our heads and pray together. Our mighty God and Father in heaven, our Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for this time and opportunity to sing praises to you. Father, to glorify your name, to give you honor, give you the praise that you deserve as best that we can give it. Father, be with us this time. Help us to sing with gladness in our hearts and joy and love toward you. Be with our song leaders. Help them to lead and direct in a manner that would be pleasing to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm going to stand up close because I do need the microphone. So as Sam said, I want to share some thoughts from Leviticus 10 this evening, just to help center us on why we're here and the reasons that we do what we do here. And there's nothing I'm sure you're unfamiliar with, but it's something I'm sure we all may be reminded of. And what I want to talk about is obviously from Leviticus 10, the story of Nadab and Abihu's offering of a profane fire. And I'll just quickly read the first three verses here in Leviticus 10. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people I must be glorified. So Aaron held his peace. And I think there's an account in the New Testament that parallels this passage quite nicely. In Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 28 through 29, it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. I think this parallelism is evident in three ways. First is that we are to approach the Lord and regard him as he is holy. We have to do that. We are to show him the proper veneration and the proper reverence, and we must have that godly fear that the Hebrew writer talks about. And the second is that by doing this, by approaching the Lord in this manner, we will be serving God acceptably, and that it is the only way in which we can serve God acceptably. And the third is that there are fiery repercussions that await those who would not approach the Lord in this way, as Nadab and Abihu are often used as an example of. So as we sing tonight, let us remember why we are here. We are not here to socialize. We are not here just to hear ourselves in harmony. We are here to glorify our Lord. So as we lift our voices and pray this evening, let us think about these things.
The first section of songs that we're going to be singing are going to be about the nature of God. We're going to sing about his majesty, that he is holy. We're going to sing about the awesome nature of God. And we're going to sing about all of these things in relation to how we approach God. And the first song that we'll sing in this section is Majesty, number 538, if you're using your book.
Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto ye God be your glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom of authority, Lord from his throne unto his own in handsome grace. So exalted the one high, the name of Jesus.
Next song will be number one in your book, Holy, Holy, Holy. Number one. Something interesting about Hebrew language that the Old Testament is written in, when something is said twice, that gives it emphasis because of the way the punctuation works, which there isn't a punctuation for that. But when something is said three times, it's in the superlative form, which means that there's nothing that is better than what is said three times. So when we sing holy, 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 what we're saying is there is nothing more holy than our God.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our God light to thee. Holy, holy, holy,
awesome God. I think we tend to overuse the word awesome, something that's been used to describe our Lord. For He certainly is awesome. The scripture underneath the title in my book here says, "Who will not fear you, O Lord?" And certainly we are here because we fear Him.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Our God is an awesome God.
our God, He is alive. And the verse under my book is, and God said, I am that I am. His name is so holy, so righteous, we can't hear it, can't fathom it. And now we'll sing about Him being alive in His existence. Number 9 in your books.
There is beyond the heaven a God so still found human sight. He says the sky could tell me you and pray the world with His great light. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive. From the star God,
I must be glorified. It is a chilling commandment, considering the fiery punishment that awaits those who do not glorify our Lord. So we're going to sing the song, We Will Glorify the King of Kings, as a statement of what we're doing here tonight.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth, He is Lord of
God be the glory. Number 44.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the highway that all may go in. Praise the Lord.
In your books, in the glory of His cross.
On a hill outside the city, God the Father gave His Son. Jesus prayed there in the garden, "Not my will, but Thine be done." With His sword He God. cross. Christ is coming in His glory. Every eye will plainly see. What a day for those who serve Him. With the Lord will ever be. In eternal habitation, round the Father's throne above, we will glory all our glory in the glory of His love.
My Jesus, I love Thee.
My Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine. For Thee, all thoughts follow Thee, upstairs, our desire.
Next section of songs is going to be about drawing near to God. Of course, this is the first part of regarding Him as holy and glorifying Him. We first have to draw near to Him. And the first song that we're going to sing in this section is Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness at last could be, and my heart felt alone, and my
nearer, my God, to thee.
Thank you.
just a closer walk with Thee. 482.
Abide with me.
Change and
I would like to revisit some of the things Patrick talked about at the beginning of this service in Leviticus chapter 10 surrounding that area. If you have a Bible with you, you might want to turn there. Thank Patrick for sharing those thoughts that he had with me, because the original plan was not for there to be a short talk of any kind, but he shared those thoughts with me, and I thought that it was very appropriate that he share them with you as well. But when you put the story of Leviticus 10 in its context, and you look at the rest of the things that Nadab and Abijah did before them, it makes that story even more powerful. And I think that a lot of times we're ignorant of the things that happened beforehand because we focus so hard on this first two or three verses in chapter 10. Chapter 10 is not their full story, but it is their legacy, which I think is a lesson in and of itself. We think about the story in the full context, we'll see that it's much more than that. The first mention of Nadab and Abihu is in chapter 6, Exodus. They're just listed as sons of Aaron, the high priest, brother of Moses, and that's a pretty important fact just by itself. But in chapter 24, in verse 9, it says that Moses went up to the mountain. Also Aaron and Nadab and Abihu were with him. And 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. Nadab and Abihu saw the God of Israel. Chapter 24 and verse 9. Chapter 28 and verse 1, it says, Nadab and Abihu were chosen as priests to serve to protect the holiness of God, to reflect the holiness of God, to protect the holiness of His worship. There's garments listed that were to reflect this holiness. And verse 41, God tells Moses, you shall anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me. Chapter 29 and verse 1, it says, this is what you shall do to them, to hallow them for ministering to me. And it talks about the sacrifices that were necessary for that process. So their whole identity before chapter 10 is to reflect the holiness of God and to protect the holiness of that worship. It is their job, it is their identity. These words, these garments, these sacrifices, dedicating them to God. They were witnesses to Exodus chapter 32 and the punishment for the idolatry and the golden calf. In chapter 34 of Exodus, they're witnesses to God, Moses' face shining because of the glory of God reflected on Moses' face. They knew all these things. And then we get into Leviticus. In chapter 8, we get a picture of the consecration of Nadab and Abihu to God, the sacrifice that went into that. There was a bull and there were two rams, and they had to put their hands on the head of the animal as it was killed so they could feel the life draining out of it. They could get the severity of that sacrifice, the seriousness of sin that a sacrifice like that has to be necessary for it. And then in chapter 9, we get the priestly ministry. But in verse 23, in the second half of verse 23, it says, the glory of God appeared to all the people, and fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. And then it says, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered propane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire went up from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Instead of the fire consuming the sacrifice, fire consumed them because they approached God in a way that was unworthy. And we get the whole moral of the story, I think, the climax of the story, in verse 3, that is our theme tonight. By those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified. So we'll continue to keep these thoughts in mind. as we transition into the last parts of our singing, we're going to be singing about how this world is not our home and heaven is. So let's keep those things in our minds as we continue.
So now that you've had your break, we'll continue with number 230, This World Is Not My Home. We're going to be able to sing with a lot of joy in these next two sections, because when we understand the nature of God, we understand that He must be glorified. When we glorify Him as we should, when we draw near to Him as we should, then we can make heaven our home.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Here we are, but straying pilgrims. You know, this is really a very happy song. I'd like to make a request that you all smile as you sing it. Look at the chorus. Yonder, just over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever. And the smile the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Amen. So, in order to keep a smile, we're going to take this slightly faster than you may be accustomed to.
Here we are, the straying pilgrims, here our passage lost and sin. But to cheer us on our journey through the season of wayside rain. Yonder over the rocky river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here are we, our lost and weary, our wandering in that homeland way. Here the tent as dark we gather, but our hearts within us say, yonder over the rocky river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing hearts. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and He tells us we may know. Yonder over the rolling river, where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing.
Number 117, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah.
Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah, pilgrim to this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence I hear the fiery, cloudy pillar, lead me on my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread songs of praises I will ever give to Thee.
Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims.
Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, praise the Lord.
Sing on the blissful music.
So this last section is arriving home. And I saw a quote the other day. It says, this is from a secular bit, "Man is a tragic animal because he is too well endowed. Man has longings and desires that really cannot be fulfilled. He requires meaning in a meaningless world." Doesn't something jump out to you, that? Well, the meaning that we require is provided by God. Arriving home, the desire to be loved and to love our Creator is the meaning that modern and ancient philosophers can't quite understand. And that is our purpose in what is otherwise a meaningless world. So now we'll sing farther along.
Tempted and tired, I'll say to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong.
Right, man.
94, when we all get to heaven.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion, bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a sound must die. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of
home of the soul.
If for the prize we have striven, after our labors are won, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore.
Home of the soul,
blessing free from the power, free from the carrying. Yes, the sweet rest is remaining for the true children of God, where there will be no complaining, never have they begun.
Home of the soul,
blessed every children of God, we will get
shall we hold the glad dawn?
Lean on the Lord till the morning, trust till the night is gone.
Oh, the soul,
oh, blessed, carry your rest, never to come. Bring on the animal, carry it.
Paradise Valley, 688.
As I travel through life with its trouble and strife, of a glorious hope to give here on the way, my soul will be yours, and I'll rest on that floor where the night has been turned into day. Up in the beautiful heaven, a valley by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley will be free from all pain and all pride. There we shall live in love, hope, and faith, hardened in the shade, from the hour we shall be free. I long for the paradise valley, where beauty of heaven will be. As I roam the hillside, or head through the tide, as I pluck the sweet flowers that bloom in the care of ancient pyramid chair, on the land bright and fair, where perennial flowers and air.
Final song in this section. We've got a whole other. No, I'm kidding. Our final song for this section will be number 232, When All of God's Singers Get Home. This is one of my favorite songs in this book, When All of God's Singers Get Home. And the reason I love it so much is because I'm a singer, and right now, all of you are singers too. And we're singing for God. And someday, we're going to get to sing in front of God. With each other. And it's a wonderful thought. After this song, Craig's going to lead us in a prayer, and then we're going to have a dismissal song led by Kyle at the end. I'd like to thank everybody for being here, and thank you visitors for coming all this way to sing with us. Number 232, When All of God's Singers Get Home.
What a song of delight in that city so bright, we'll be watching his heaven's fair gold. How the ransom will raise happy songs in his praise, when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, whenever a sorrow will come, there'll be no singers get home. As we sing here on earth, songs of sadness or mirth, 'tis a foretaste of rapture to come. Our joy can compare with the glory of there, when all of God's singers get home. When all of God's singers get home, whenever a sorrow will come.
Pray together. Our great God and our almighty Father, Father, we come before your throne. We humble ourselves. We realize that you are awesome, that you are far greater than we are, that you are worthy of honor and glory and praise. Father, we ask that you help guide us throughout our lives, throughout our time as we serve you. Help us to always remember, never forget the lessons that we learn, especially what we've learned tonight. Help us never to forget who you are. Help us always to walk humbly in your sight. Father, we are not worthy to be called your children, but you have called us to you. We thank you for that. Father, we love you so much. We ask that you bless us as we serve you. We ask that you always give us wisdom as we walk through this world. Help us know how to talk to one another. Help us know how to handle issues that arrive. Give us wisdom in these matters. Father, we ask that you be with those that we love, that are sorrowing, that have lost loved ones, that are sick. Give them comfort. Father, we ask that you be with us and help us to always renew a Christ-like spirit. Help us always to look to you. Help us always to be imitators of you. Help us always to bring honor to your kingdom. Father, we thank you for the brief shadow that we have here on earth. As we come together and we sing, we thank you for these voices that you've given us, that we might offer up a praise to you. Father, we are longing to be with you. We are longing to be in heaven, where we can sing and be with you face to face. Help us to realize how holy you are now. Help us always to keep it at the forefront of our mind. And help us always to serve you. Father, we thank you for this church here, the elders that serve here, and the members. We thank you for the opportunity that they have given us to come and worship you, to open up the doors here so we might praise your name. We ask that you bless them in the work here and bless us all as we go to our homes, as we work and strive to grow the borders of your kingdom and to encourage and strengthen the citizens of your kingdom. Help us always to stand firm. Help us always to look to your word for guidance, to walk with you. This is our prayer in Christ's name.
I'd like to borrow Isaac's and Sam's, some of their well-chosen words, to thank the visitors so much for coming. Thank you, all of you, for coming to support this, for coming to lift your voices in praise, to sing with us all. It's been such an encouragement. You're going to have to take my word for it, but standing up here to hear you all at once is truly marvelous. I'd like to thank you all. Our final song, Be God, We God, God Be With You. God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel tied up all you, with his sheep securely. Till we meet again.
How this next.